From South Carolina Public Radio, this is the South Carolina Lead. I'm your host, Gavin Jackson, and this episode was recorded on December 19th, 2024, from South Carolina Public Radio Studios here in Columbia. This is our special holiday episode of The Lead, folks. A treat for you as we continue our Mercedes holiday love celebration during this Lexus December to remember as the happy Honda days wind down, but not before the Volvo Sign and Drive holiday sales event ends. That's right, this episode is our Hot or Not 2025 list episode, a cultivated list of the hottest trends you need to be ready for in 2025, and the ones that you can leave behind on the BMW Road Home sales event. Don't worry, we'll be back on January 7th, which is easy to remember because it's the day after January 6th, a date everyone knows, because that's when Toyotathon ends.
Fantastic!
Okay, now that we've got all of our sponsorships out of the way, let's continue during this Kia Seasons of New Traditions by alerting you to a new sale. I mean, a programming note. That's right, we have our next live lead taping on January 9th. It's going to be a busy week, that second week of January. So be there or be square. Actually, we might also be streaming on YouTube, so you can watch it there. But we want to see you and hear you, so come on out to Columbia at our ETV studios here in Columbia, I should say, at 6 p.m. on January 9th. We're going to be talking about the upcoming legislative session with some reporters and possibly a big-name guest we're waiting to confirm. You can find out more at southcarolinapublicradio.org/live-lead. That's L-I-V-E-L-E-D-E. It's free, it's open to the public, but we want you to RSVP because we got some food and bevies for you. January 9th, 2025, live lead taping here at ETV Studios in Columbia. Now, we'd love to see you at that live taping, but if you can't make it, give us the gift of a voicemail during this Jeep Wrap Up the Year sales event by calling 803-563-7169. Come on, guys. It's the Acura Season of Performance event. Just give us a shout. We love hearing from you. Let us know how our performance is. 803-563-7169. All right, y'all, it is our annual Hot or Not list for 2025. This is really important stuff here. I'm joined with producer A.T. Shire.
Thank you. Tastemaker.
Tastemaker.
Yep, tastemaker.
Curator, mm-hmm. Cultural
thank
curator.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank
We're
you.
We're here
you.
To help curate your new year so you are up to speed and so you're not looking dingy or left behind and mm-hmm. doing stuff that people are doing in 2024, even 2023.
This is very informative. This is very
critical.
Influential. Any of those other I-end words that you can think
Thank
of.
Thank you.
Incubator. I don't know. This is going to be important, okay? Yeah. This is going to be important. You're going to want to whip out your notepad. Yeah. You know,
your PDA, whatever you got,
attache,
write it down.
Yeah. This is the important stuff, people. So, Gavin, do you want to kick us off?
I do because it kind of gives also a little bit of a disclaimer.
Go ahead.
I'm going to kick off with my cultural section mm-hmm. for hot.
Okay.
And what's hot for 2025 when it comes to culture is scapegoating.
That's hot.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this has really never gone out of style. But if you find yourself a solid scapegoat right now, and just start the blame game as early as possible, folks,
mm-hmm.
you're going to free yourself of responsibility
and
find comfort in a blanket of passive-aggressive blame that was never your problem to begin with.
This is ground floor type stuff. You're
going
to want to get into this ground floor, and it's going to make your whole life easier.
You're going to love it. And now, this is the disclaimer. The lead is not responsible for any loss of relations, jobs, or compensation because of this. Because, hey, it's not our problem.
You can call us, though. You can call us.
Call us at 803-563-7169.
Yeah.
And let us know how it works.
Always because, open, 24
and
hours.
And if you want, guys, just throw some gaslighting on top. It will make it will really seal the deal, and it's going to make you the life of everyone's group text.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Two words you're going to want to know for 2025. Gaslight. Gatekeep, okay?
That's never out of style.
Never going out. It always makes you look cool.
AT, give me something that's hot or not.
Okay, so my hot or nots, they sort of go together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll start with my not and then give you the corresponding hot, okay? Not hot for 2025, free time and feeling physically well.
Ooh.
Awful!
Yeah.
That's not hot?
That's not hot.
Oh, I had a...
What's hot is dad back and planning my life around my child's poops.
That's hot.
Okay, yeah. I'm seeing it.
You're
going
to feel bad the whole time, all right? For all expecting parents or people who are trying to plan family plan, just know that you're going to feel bad for a while. Okay?
I like that.
You're going to have to carry this ballast around with you that's just sort of off to the side of your body, ruining your back.
Can that intersperse with my hot, which is going offline for extended periods?
That's hot.
Oh, I love that.
Walk away from your phone. Say, oh, well, I have to live in the moment. And you can use that as an excuse, like I said.
This is going
to
be hard with one of my future hots and nots, what you're talking about right here.
And this is a way, you know, that's why, you know, that goes hand in hand with this trend of everyone having old school digital cameras with them.
Yeah.
If you don't have your phone.
Film camera is great.
Take your film camera, take your digital camera, experiment with this on the weekends and free yourself of anxiety.
You know what I think is this. I love this hot from you, Gavin.
Okay.
But it's running straight into the glasses that record everything that you do all day that they're trying to sell us. Like, could you imagine anything worse than cameras on your face at all times?
Yeah, like, okay. Let's just become a little surveillance state ourselves.
Oh, God. Okay, well, this leads into one of mine, okay? What's not hot is humans being the top of the food chain.
Terrible!
Oh.
Because we're cooked, folks, okay? what's hot...
That's hot.
...is our robot overlords.
Oh, we love them.
I just saw some news here. Google created a functioning quantum computer chip, okay? This chip performed a computing challenge in 5 minutes that take other supercomputers 10 septillion years, which is longer than the existence of our universe, okay?
Well,
this is the truest Terminator Matrix level stuff.
We're
right
here for it, which goes hand in hand with what we said last year, AT.
We were prescient
If you guys look back at our hot list for 2024, we said in was AI and out was thinking.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, we did a lot of thinking this year, but AI is surely helping that. Helping fix that problem.
It's scary.
I will also say, you know, kind of going into that, what's not hot for 2025? You guys got to get on this one right now. Vigilante romanticism.
Bad!
Not much more needs to be said on that one. So let me get you to a hot one. I've talked about this last year, too, and we're pivoting to food and bev right now.
Okay, Gavin's food and bev section. Tin fish always hot.
You're
needless
very hot.
To say. No need to
mention.
You
can eat it hot if you want to.
It doesn't matter.
I put it in the air fryer that you got me last year. It's fantastic.
I love that you're using it.
I've learned over the years not to criticize people's drinking habits. Everyone can run their own race when it comes to drinking. It's personal, whatever. Suit yourself if you don't want to do it or not. But if you're imbibing in the new year, and if you're looking for a different approach after a dry or damp or even wet January, might I recommend what's hot for 2025 is quality over quantity.
That's hot.
And this is until summer hits, of course, when you're tapping the Rockies on the reg. But
Aperol spritzes.
And you're just spritzing, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of goes out the window. But quality over quantity here. And I'm specifically saying champagne. It's going to be a year of champagne for GJ.
From the region.
Get you a nice flute. Not a coupe, which I adore, but
Not talking instruments here. We're talking cups. This is cups.
So, you want to just sip on something, enjoy that, and, you know, fancier beverages, you know, really limit the morning after effects, too. So something to be mindful of.
I've always been on this.
If you're sipping on something
I've always
in
been
2025.
On this. Let's go quality over quantity.
There we go.
You're going to like the way you look.
Guaranteed.
I guarantee it.
Guaranteed.
Okay. My next up, what's not hot?
Oh, no!
The lamestream media's idea of what a Christmas movie should be.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
The typical beats of small town. Sorry, babe, I can't go to your tree lighting. I have a big job interview.
No way.
Like, that's a good reason to miss the tree lighting.
I don't think so.
Instead, they're going to go and break off that marriage and then get with a guy who you haven't seen in 20 years and still lives in the hometown with his parents.
He's a secret millionaire.
This is not good. This is not good, folks, okay? And what's hot is admitting that Lord of the Rings is a holiday movie, okay?
That's hot.
It's 2024, people. This sucker has elves, okay? It's filled with elves.
Yeah, there you go.
The Fellowship leaves Rivendell December 25th. All of these movies came out Christmas time.
Okay.
Let's get with it. Let's open up our minds to what could be.
What's out for drinking?
Try again!
Chill with the espresso martinis, guys. Just
all bartenders.
I caught it out last year.
Making them,
and I still had a couple, but like we gotta pivot down. And also,
all bartenders hate making them.
And I know everyone's having a big martini moment because everyone's discovering just normal martinis, but we need to just also tamp that down too. Make some small tweaks there, guys. Have some different ones, but I'm telling myself this, chill with the martinis.
You're speaking to yourself here.
Now, something else that's out when it comes to food and Bev is red dye number 40.
Bad!
I love this.
Now, we had this on our list before RFK Jr. showed up.
Yeah.
And this has always been on our list, so
yeah.
Get it while you still can, folks, because we don't know how much longer it's going to be around for.
Well, if you look at, like, the difference between the European versions of things that we eat in America, mm-hmm. it does not have all this stuff. Give me that Euro stuff.
Yeah, we're all about the Euro food.
I want the Euro stuff.
We got the tin fish here.
We're tin fish
champagne.
Enthusiasts.
I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, we're talking Euro. Euro is in.
In.
Where it's in.
I know everyone's talking about America first, but we're...
No,
we're
maybe
going,
Euro.
I'm going back to some of my Euro roots.
We're going
right
Euro.
Now.
Gavin, he's been to Greece.
A couple times.
He's been to Mykonos.
That's a good pivot to fashion. Hot
okay.
or not for fashion.
This is important stuff.
This is... We haven't got Meg Kinnard on this, but the Fashion Council can still be any one of us at any given time.
They have that power.
It's unilateral.
It is.
So hot for me. We know that animal prints will be on steroids next year. That's whatever they want it to be. I discourage animal prints. They make me uncomfortable.
Okay.
But it goes hand in hand with the 70s being back.
That's hot.
I don't know.
Which will be a nice break from the sad attempts of these kids trying to co-opt the 90s.
I sent you and Meg a video of a Gen Z wearing a vintage head-to-toe Juicy Couture jumpsuit.
No, she got to stop now.
That is something. That is so early 2000s, late 90s that it cannot be. No, we left those there for a reason.
We're going to the 70s, baby.
We can't.
That way we can hear boomers say, oh, I had that, or I should have saved that, or my mother's favorite, I didn't like it then, and I don't like it
that
now.
That sounds like me with most of, like, JNCOs, you know, like big baggy yeah. JNCO jeans.
No,
you know what I hated? My pants being wet all the time because they were dragging through puddles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yeah.
Terrible.
Mayon Schechter, we got Mayon on this one, too, and she has a hot one for fashion. She says, hot. Millennial wear skinny jeans.
That's hot.
I hate that the kids took this away from me, and we're bringing them back in 2025.
We're doing skinny again.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So she's kind of going contrary. Now, it should be known that she is not part of the Fashion Council.
No. But she is a lone survivor type alternate, so she's never with them. She's never with
them. It's true.
They're never in the same room.
We've actually revealed too much.
Yeah. I agree. I was on skinny jeans because I tried to dress as much like 80s Metallica as possible.
Girls'
jeans.
So
before it was cool, I liked skinnier jeans. It became cool and I was a prescient thinker. And now it's uncool again and I'm just not changing at all.
I will say the fitted jean look has been a big accomplishment for a lot of people. So that's good for them. But don't you put a square toe shoe with that unless it's like... cowboy boot, even then, I don't know.
I will go to my grave arguing that clothes that fit look better than clothes that do not fit.
Correct. The Europeans, get it again.
Straight up.
Now, I will say something.
Another one for the Europeans.
When it comes to a not hot fashion trend,
yeah.
Anything that involves the phrase old money or quiet luxury.
Terrible!
Here's a tip. Just stop saying it, guys. Mm-hmm. Do people actually use these descriptors in real life?
If they do, they probably drive a G-Wagon.
But you know what is still hot? You can still dress in a classic way, which some would call old money, even though it's just classic, and opt for maybe some newer modern pops to contrast your quiet luxury with. This is a big accessories play here, folks, so look for those fun accessories. Push the envelope there.
Have some fun with your accessories. Yeah. I don't know what that means. I'm not a man who accessorizes.
Just old money, quiet luxury. Also out, this has been out for a while, fast fashion.
Awful!
Oh,
it's crap. It's wasteful. Yes. It doesn't look good. None of those are descriptors you want to be associated
with. You wouldn't
want
to wear garbage, would you?
Why?
It is garbage.
Why you want to look like
it's
garbage?
It's destined for a garbage heap. It is.
Yeah.
So let's not do that.
Stop it.
I have one more that I don't have the answer to. I don't have the hot to.
That's okay.
But I have the not to. Okay,
we can fill in the blank here.
What is not hot? Millennial influence.
Try again!
With the end of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, I feel it is the symbolic end of our pop culture time in the sun. Tony Hawk is doing vitamin supplement commercials. They ended the production of the CDR. So we can't do rewritable CDs anymore. Mourn with me. We have to diminish as a people and go to the West.
Totally.
Right?
I agree with those.
And then what's hot is a new era is upon us.
That's hot.
What it is, I'm unsure of, but it is new. And I think we probably do have to look to Europe for that.
I mean, we got to go for the European influence.
We have to go.
Kind of going with, I mean, that's a huge take. And I agree. The millennial reign of fear.
It's over.
Which we were part of.
I think that the end of that tour was so symbolically ending of our time. It's somebody else's time
but
now.
I think it's also a greater representation of what is to come for so many things, and that is the fragmentation. We were the last to really have a hold on what was in and out. We had some defined...
We had group experiences.
We had defined moments. We had defined trends. Now it is everyone can do everything at all times, yeah. And nothing matters. And it's like, and that's just not fashion and culture. That's everything, unfortunately. So, you know, they hated the millennials when we first came on the scene, and now they're going to be wishing that we were still in control of these things. Mayon Schechter has another hot or not. Not hot.
Fail.
Tweens taking over makeup and skincare stores.
This is perfectly in line with what I just said.
Girls need to just be as ugly as I was at that age. Mayon Schechter was never ugly. She has looked the same her whole life.
She has.
I don't need my 34-year-old self shopping for the same expensive makeup next to your kid. Now, that's an interesting story because I heard something the BBC was talking about.
BBC, Euro.
How the kids, the 12 and the 15-year-olds are using skincare that is meant for adults. We're talking about retinols, glycolic acid, lactic acid. Like, you don't need to have a face peel, guys, when you have perfect skin.
Yeah,
it's like, stop. You're damaging your skin.
Your cherubic skin.
Enjoy it now. My only tip would be just wear some SPF so it stays that way, guys.
And don't smile, only frown.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't frown anymore. That goes with my hot when it comes to the news industry. Listen to the BBC Global News podcast every day for a greater understanding of what's happening and where we fit into it all. Or splurge and get an Economist subscription, guys.
That's hot.
Scary.
Now, out, I will say, is cutting at least one subscription.
But
now, I don't know what it could be.
You're going to subscription max?
No. If you're a subscription maxer, cut back, guys.
Oh, you're saying?
I have no... I cut.
Subscriptions are out, then.
Yes. Okay. I don't do Netflix. I don't do Apple.
I don't do Netflix.
I will not cut my Wall Street Journal or my New York Times or my Washington Post or my Amazon subscriptions. But other ones, you know, I went from Amazon Music to YouTube Premium because I get YouTube Music and I get no commercials on YouTube, which I watch a lot of. Another in for news is podcasts will continue their upward trajectory.
That's hot.
That's talking about us. We talked about podcasts being hot last year. Mm-hmm. Look how hot they were this year, guys. Yeah. They influenced an election, for Christ's sake.
Yep.
Now, but also be sure to thoroughly verify your news because not everyone upholds strict journalistic standards and ethics, especially these news influencers, which is a term I don't quite understand yet, but unfortunately will probably be the word or phrase of 2025.
Ugh, God. You can't have an influencer with journalistic integrity. You know what I mean?
We're not influencers. We just tell you the
news. It doesn't work that way.
Except in this podcast episode. This
is different.
This is when things get suspended.
We are recording in international water.
Now, I will also say
Gavin lied at the top of this episode. Okay. We are in international waters, but...
But out is also... facts. Facts are, again, out.
Oh, no!
So we don't...
We had that last year. Yeah. We had that last year.
Okay, so the word of 2024 is brain rot.
Yeah, I love that. I actually like that word.
In 2023, it was Riz.
Yeah.
So in 2025... Any predictions? Do we have any predictions?
I'm trying to think of another word that the Gen Z could shorten from the SAT word that it is, you know?
Yes.
And so I'm going to go with, it's going to be something like, they're going to say something's potent instead of omnipotent or something like that.
Or they'll just say tent. I'm like, oh, that's tent.
That's so omni, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go.
It's going to be something like that.
Yeah, we're going to hit it with that. That's we're putting our money on it. We got a parlay bet. Yeah. We're going to announce the lead sport book after this, so if you have any bets,
international waters,
head out to international waters, turn your phone's location on, and place those bets for the lead. Okay.
Oh, and then also another media out for Mayon would be leave Instagram videos of name this song, name this movie, what song are you listening to, how much do you pay for rent,
okay,
is this cool,
awful,
leave that in 2024.
I had one single not hot that I didn't have a counterpart with, And it is, Mayan, influencer sidewalk interviews.
You suck!
Look at that! Two birds, one
can
stone.
It has to. It's so flat. If we're talking Riz, it is about the Rizless, most Rizless thing. It is a dearth of Riz. Much like we joked about putting tariffs on podcast equipment, the intro to being able to do these things is so low that there are people who have no right doing these things. They are not interesting, but they think having a camera on a sidewalk makes them that. And it needs to end.
But you know what? Whatever it takes for Gen Z to actually talk to someone face-to-face, I'm for.
Oh, God. I guess so. Make this a closed-circuit thing that it doesn't actually go out.
But don't involve me.
Just please. Trick them into socializing. I agree. I feel bad for these people, okay? But all this, they don't date. I feel terrible
for it. It's okay, guys. It's okay. We're here for you,
exactly.
Though. This podcast is here for you.
If you are having these problems, if you know some Gen Zs that don't talk to each other, don't go out.
Because this is it. Millennials are over. We're done telling you what to do because you guys have taken it from us.
We're going to the Undying Lands to bring it back to the Lord of the Rings, okay? We're going. We're crossing the sea.
Taylor Swift ended it, so we must end with it.
No choice.
Don't come to me if you want to know what to do.
We don't know.
Until next year's Hot or Not list.
Anyway.
If we're even allowed to do it anymore.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? We are millennials. But Gavin, with that, we got to end it the year.
We're out for the year,
We've
guys.
Done over 100 episodes this year.
With your help.
To make it as millennial 90s as possible, we're Audi 5000 right now. Okay? We're Audi 5000.
I almost spit at my water.
That's
on that
right.
One.
Yep. Gavin, say goodbye for the year.
So long, farewell, our lead listeners. We will see you in the new year in 2025, and hopefully we'll see you at our live taping on January 9th here at ETV Studios. It's our legislative preview episode. We would love to see you guys to kick off the new year on the right foot. And if not, you can always leave us a voicemail at 803-563-7169. Maybe explaining why you can't make it. You can also follow the latest news on scetv.org/news and southcarolinapublicradio.org. And don't forget to support your local newspapers. Those are always in our book. The South Carolina Lead is a production of South Carolina Public Radio. Our producer is A.T. Shire. Amy Crouch is our supervising producer. Sean Birch is our executive producer. This podcast is produced with support from PRX and is made possible in part by a grant from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, as well as listener contributions to the ETV Endowment of South Carolina. For the South Carolina Lead, I'm Gavin Jackson. Be well, South Carolina. My parents saying, that's hot. And played over and over. I'm like, okay, we get it.